I'm Neil from Legends Podcast, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome to Audibly Exquisite, episode 72. I'm Mike Norton with
Peter Melnick.
And Peter Melnick, tell the good folks at home what we're all about.
What Audibly Exquisite is all about is we are your one-stop source for all things geek culture, be it movies, television, video games, comic books, you name it.
We're gonna cover it.
And you can find us on a wide variety of social media platforms, which includes Facebook at facebook.com/AudiblyExquisite. You can find us on Twitter at the AE Podcast, myself at Peter Melnick.
And at Mike _ Norin.
Give our producer a follow, by the way, on Twitter as well, at MeanStreakMatt, one whole word. And also, you can find us on Instagram, at Instagram... What, shit.
Audibly Exquisite.
There we go, at Audibly Exquisite. And you can find us on the worldwide interwebs at
www.audiblyexquisite.com.
And there's also a wide variety of ways you can listen to this here fine program.
You can listen to it with your ears.
You can find us on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Podomatic. And iTunes, rate, review, subscribe, and share. And those other three I mentioned, guess what? They're all available for all iOS and Android devices.
Dun, dun, dun.
So also spread the word like Nutella. Let people know about this here fine program brought to you by the folks at the Gunna Geek Podcast Network, www.gunnageek.com. And also, how can you support this show, Mike?
You can go on that one site you were telling me about the other day.
Patreon.com/AudiblyExquisite. And there's a shit ton of different rewards that we got on there for you if you donate money to help support this here fine program, including the ability to guest host on this show every other month, and you get an exclusive episode for your listening pleasure.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into the juicy stuff.
See, so yeah, a lot's happened. By the way, before we get to the main topic for this episode, we have a special little treat at the tail end of this episode.
Is it Drunk Dr. Grant?
No, it's not Drunk Dr. There we go. Not Drunk Dr. Grant, no. We have a legend on the show today. WWE Hall of Famer, Road Warrior Animal. Oh, what a rush! We're going to have him on, and he's going to be talking about a bunch of different topics.
Is his intro on this one?
No, it won't be, but that it will be saved for a later date.
Okay.
But yeah, so... in this episode, he's going to be talking about the WWE Tag Team Champions, The New Day, among other different topics, including the what could have been rivalry of the Legion of Doom and the Dudley Boys. So stay tuned at the end of today's program to listen to that interview. So yeah, Mike, a lot of stuff has happened. You're going to get into the first topic. You're a big DC head. What do you think about this news?
You mean Batman is a year and a half out still?
I'm excited and I'm nervous at the same time because we have Jeff Jones involved. So
Jeff Johns,
there we go. Not Jeff Jones.
Sounds like a UFC fighter.
No, he's a former ECW. So we're going to continue this wrestling theme, I guess. Former ECW manager. So, yeah, no, Jeff Johns, he's going to be doing... he's, I think, co-writing it with Ben Affleck. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So we have that on our plate for the...
No title what the movie's going to be called yet, though.
No title and no idea who the villain is going to be. Although, a lot of people are suggesting it might very well be...
Deathstroke.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be portrayed by, what's his name, Joe Manganiello?
Yeah.
So...
Or Maginello.
Or marinara sauce. You know, whichever one you find appropriate.
Just don't sip the marinara sauce, Pete.
Exactly, with a spoon or a straw or a fork.
Or with your unibrows.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean, I find it funny, though, that, you know, they really are trying to go all out for these things. Like, I understand the whole idea of, you know, planning ahead of time, but DC should really just, you know, plan for now as opposed to, like, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. wait it out.
Marvel's like, oh yeah, by the way, we filmed 3/4 of Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're still, like, you know, right now, Spider-Man is still being worked on, and it's...
They're filming right now certain stuff for it.
Yeah, they're right now in Queens at the moment.
Yeah.
So, whatever works, but I mean, it's weird, because you just plan it out. Yes, and I realize it's kind of hypocritical, because, you know, Marvel has their slate, but work out...
I just read an article the other day. They said Marvel is about to have a meeting about their next 10 years' worth of movies.
Well, the interesting thing about all this is the fact, you know, they're scrapping things.
Yeah.
You know, they were going to do an Inhumans movie. Not going to happen now.
Yeah, which, they're kind of like going back and be like, all right, we're not doing this. We're going to do this, this, and this.
If I'm being honest, I think, you know, doing an Inhumans movie is kind of stupid. But
yeah.
In my opinion, also, I have an idea of why that's happening. Why
maybe we'll get an Inhumans series.
Well, no. I think why the reason Inhumans got put on the back burner. Do you remember a few weeks back, like about a month or two ago, that Stan Lee was saying there's a possibility that Marvel might be getting into bed with Fox and trying something with the X-Men films, like a crossover down the line?
Ooh.
That's why it might have went to the back burner.
Okay.
Because
remember, I called it.
I want to see
I
it
said
happen.
The next time we see a Wolverine, he's not going to be Fox's Wolverine. He's going to be somebody else.
Right. He's going to be, you know, a different actor, which... I don't want to see it happen, because I love Hugh Jackman. I think he did an amazing job in the role, and he is Wolverine. He's one of those actors who did such a good job in the role that he became synonymous with it. You know, that's like Robert Downey Jr. with Tony Stark, or Tony Stank, you know? They're that character. They'll be them forever.
Marvel's famous for doing that.
And evidently Fox can be as well.
Except Edward Norton and... other folks.
What's his name? Not Don Cheadle, the one who was before him. I forgot his name, but he was in Hustle and Flow. Yeah, so sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Their main guy. Well, except Hulk.
Like and Iron Patriot.
And Iron Patriot.
So, and he can be a main guy, you know. Rhodey was a big deal in Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So, your mileage may vary.
Well, apparently they're banking on Benedict because they already booked him for Infinity War.
Yeah, he's going to be Infinity War. And am I fine with that? Sure. I really don't care enough. But, like, that movie is so far away right now. That's the
is
least.
Is that 2019?
Yeah, I think so. 2018, 2019. And it's... I don't really care right now. I'm just like, let's do what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, yeah, it's kind of, you know, going back to that little bit of DC. Slow it down. Slow it the fuck down. Relax, you know?
Apparently Marvel has movies slated for the next 10 years, they say.
Yeah, you were saying that, and it's a crazy idea that they're that far planned.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the reason they're far planned is because they have success with what they're doing. And that's why I always find funny, you know, the vehement DC fanboys. By the way, folks, you can like both brands. It's all right to like both brands. I like... both brands. Mike, you like both brands.
I sure do.
You know, I believe a fan of the show, Jeffrey Wakefield. Yes, Jeffrey, we know you're listening. Jeffy Weffy, he likes both brands. So, you know, I find it funny. By the way, I love when a person will get mentioned on a podcast I listen to, and they're like, wait, what the fuck just happened here? Like, I know how that feels. Believe me, when I got mentioned on... Keeping It 100 with Conan and A Few Words with Eric Santa Maria, I still was like, holy shit, holy shit. And I knew about it, but still, I'm like, holy shit. So anyway, now, again, it's okay to like both, but the thing is, with Marvel, they planned everything out so fucking well. You know what I mean?
Like villains and everything.
And I guarantee you, they know what they have in store. And like, you know, you look at, like, for example, Captain America. They planned out Crossbones, how everything would happen with him.
Yeah.
Every single little thing. Then you have, who else in the other films? The older ones.
I don't know really anymore.
Like, you know, the whole saga with the Mandarin, and a lot of people complained about that, but there's a reason why that happens. And, like, I love reading comments. Comicbook.com did the best villains in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And the Mandarin was listed in the image. And like, I know this is a shitty list because he's in the image. This is Marvel's plan. It's a slow burn.
for all we know, that wasn't the real Mandarin.
Exactly.
Obviously, it wasn't.
But it could still, like, that actor might have been the Mandarin, and, you know, whatever.
And he played stupid.
Yeah, so you can do that. Like, he has that cerebral sense to it, yada, yada, yada.
How perfect would that be if he was actually the Mandarin pretending to be dumb, like a homeless guy?
Again, that's a good way of making the villain work. And I absolutely loved Ben Kingsley in that role. What was one of his lines in the film?
Don't go in the bathroom now. You'll never see me coming.
You'll never see me coming.
Then he breaks a fortune cookie.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, again, like, just going back to that voice, the voice was so fucking cool, you know? I consider myself a teacher. Lesson number one, heroes. There is no such thing.
For you.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, that... I love when a villain... Like, I remember when that trailer premiered, I went on a date with this girl, and, like, I whispered to her just, like, halfway through, like, oh, I wonder how Iron Man's gonna defeat Bane in this movie. You know? Like... It was perfect, you know? And, like, just shit like that. I love goofy shit like that, you know? And, honestly, do you think, at the end of the day, that Marvel nails villains better than DC?
Yeah.
Now, would you say, overall, would you say, like, you know, the DC ones, like, from the past, or the current era? Because the old school Marvel villains in the cinematic films they used to do. Oh, cinematic films, that's a fucking, you know, obscure, stupid thing to say. Anyway, but the movies back in the day, like, you know, look at the first two Burton films, look at the first two Superman films.
Mm-hmm.
The villains in those were fantastic. And, you know, look at, you know, the Nolan films to a degree. You know, the Joker, obviously, you know, you can't go without saying that. And also, what's his name? Two-Face in Dark Knight. And then you have, in a lot of ways, Bane was a really, really good villain. He was the you know, the kind of terrorist that a Bane could really be, you know?
So, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, with Marvel, like, they do a good job of not shoehorning things in. But what we're about to talk about, I feel, is not Marvel causing this, but the other company involved. So guess who might be appearing in Spider-Man Homecoming?
Ooh, Nightwatch.
The Spawn ripoff Nightwatch is going to be coming.
Protector of the Day Watch.
And I love Spawn. I'm a big Todd McFarlane fan. Like, I love... 90s comics are one of my guilty pleasures. I fucking love them. And by the way, you gave me a shit ton of Amazing Spider-Man, Sensational Spider-Man, mostly Clone Saga era stuff. I fucking love that time frame. Like, there's just like...
A holographic cover one.
That was what I was going to bring up. You literally handed me one with a holographic cover. Like, you know, the one where you move it around and you see a different image. But the thing is this. Am I excited for the fact that Nightwatch is going to be in this? Honestly, not really. Nightwatch is an okay character. I have his first appearance. I got it for a fucking dollar. So, folks, look up what his first appearance was. I think it's Web of Spider-Man 1 something.
I'm more excited for Spider-Man.
I'm excited for Spoderman. Just saying, you know, Spoderman is a great character. Anyway, but, yeah, I mean, I think shoehorning this in, it's Sony's doing. It's 110% Sony. They're the ones saying...
Toys.
Yeah, you want... It's, I think the word is toyetic, I believe. Like, you want to make things so you can make more and more and more toys.
Play sets and stuff like that.
It's... Yeah, I think it's stupid. Like, I understand why they're doing it. And I, like, if you listen to the We Hate Movies episode, the podcast of where they cover Amazing Spider-Man 2, they bring this up perfectly. They say the problem with that film was the fact they were shoehorning in their own universe that didn't even happen.
I thought Amazing Spider-Man 2 was okay. This got a little confusing, like the whole Green Goblin, Hobgoblin thing. I was just like, what the hell? If that felt rushed to me.
I didn't care very much for it. I liked Rhino, but I didn't care for Jamie Foxx's
character.
I am
Paul Giamatti as Rhino. Superman, you got to answer for your misdeeds.
Oh, look, we're mentioning Batman v Superman again.
Oh, God damn it.
So now, you know, I just find it funny, though. Like, I've always
said... One day, it's going to be a drinking contest.
I've always said it, like, with Amazing Spider-Man 2, is the fact, you know, what's his name? Electro was good as the villain, but when he was the fucking geek running around, you know, with blueprints and stupid shit like that.
It was like a Steve Urkel knockoff.
It was terrible. Like, it made...
Can
like,
I do that?
And all of a sudden, he fucking turns into Electro and becomes cool. Really?
What's up, bro?
So wait a minute, wait a minute. So if we're going to go with, you know, utilizing the concept of Urkel, remember that episode where he became cool?
Stefan.
Yeah. Is he becoming that because when he becomes Electro, he becomes cool? Are you fucking kidding me?
Stefan.
It was such a fucking terrible character.
So he just ripped Urkel off, basically.
I loved Electro, and Electro is such a cool villain, man. Electro is cool.
I'm excited for Shocker. We talked about him last week, but...
Yeah, I... Because especially, like, Electro... I mean, Shocker is a dud of a villain, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
But if you...
It's so cool to see, though.
If you read The Superior Foes of Spider-Man, he's such a fucking great character, you know, in that line, where he's, like, a dud of a character, but it makes sense, you know? So...
So, speaking of characters, a little wondering, a wonderful wizard wants to play a Marvel character.
Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe wanted to play a Marvel character.
Wanted now, to or wants to?
Wanted.
Okay.
Well, when you look at Daniel Radcliffe, who do you think he would play? Personally, I think he would make an amazing Falcon.
Really?
No. That was
okay, I know he likes Spider-Man, and he dressed up as Spider-Man one time for San Diego and walked around all day.
Yeah, he's a very big Spider-Man fan, and he's openly said, you know, like, he had the ability to play the character three times so far, and each time he wasn't able to.
Damn.
Mostly because he was tied up in the Harry Potter stuff, so, you know, you can't really do that.
He would have been cool with Peter Parker.
It would have worked. I mean, I still say this back in the early 2000s when it was Tobey Maguire. I still say the dude from That 70s Show, Topher Grace. Topher Grace would have made an amazing Peter Parker. You look at, you know, how he looked in That 70s Show. Perfect Peter Parker. No, let's have him play Eddie Brock, the big, you know, jacked up asshole.
With stupid teeth.
Yep.
Hey, well, Pete. Look at my vampire teeth. He had a weird voice when he became Venom.
I still love this stuff, man, but... Damn, does it disappoint me just to see, you know, where some of these decisions have led these.
I bet we get
choices.
A Venom cameo at like a end credit sequence at Homecoming.
I hope not, because I still want to track down a copy of Amazing Spider-Man 300 for an affordable price.
So do it quick.
Yeah. So I mean, I technically do own his first appearance, but I want to own his real first full appearance. People,
I have a Peggy Carter number one.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Anyway.
I was just looking at the list and saw Agent Carter. I was like, hey, I got Peggy Carter. I don't have any Peggy Carters. Well, do you?
No.
No? Is Peggy Carter any good?
I have Night Nurse.
You do have Night Nurse.
So.
Night Nurse.
But yeah, I mean, like, with Daniel Radcliffe playing Spider-Man, I could see it, but... I want to say too skinny of a character, but look at Spider-Man. He's a skinny character, yeah, you know?
Thin.
So it's very hard to choose, and I mean, I just feel facially he doesn't work with it.
Yeah. He's a bit too English.
I was going to jokingly say that, but I just don't see it.
All our guys are English, basically, now, and, you know, superheroes.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I always find it, you know, funny that...
Chris Evans is English. He's not English, I'm kidding.
No. You're thinking of, what's his name?
Superman.
Superman. Superman.
Rick Grimes is English. Rick, shit, 95% of Walking Dead cast is English.
I thought you said Frank Grimes for a minute from The Simpsons.
Yeah, Frank Grimes.
Frank Grimes, the one, you know.
No relation.
Grimy. But, yeah, I mean, like, I don't see him playing the role. Like, he didn't fit that kind of, you know, character.
Nah. Let him be Harry Osborn. Too old.
From one Harry to another?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. But...
From when Harry met Potter.
God. But yeah, I mean, I like Daniel Radcliffe. And like the roles he's done since have been really good.
Yeah. He played some FBI agent who's infiltrating the fucking dickhead white supremacists.
Yeah, so whatever, you know, honestly...
White supremacists are the only group of people we can openly talk trash about and not offend anybody. Except those guys, but fuck them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck skinheads. Audibly exquisite.
Yeah. Hell of a t-shirt. But, you know, yeah.
That'd actually be cool. You should design one. Hashtag fuck skinheads If you want the shirt.
If you want to, yeah, if you want to see the shirt, hashtag fuck skinheads. And if you don't want to see it, well, don't tweet it to us then.
Watch it be our bestseller.
That would kill me, man. But yeah, like...
Anyway, so, we have a list of stuff to talk about besides skinheads.
We sure do. This is not a podcast devoted to trashing skinheads, although we do that in our free time.
We do. We openly trash skinheads all the time.
So now, honestly, with...
Speaking of somebody who hates skinheads...
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so Sam Jackson says S.H.I.E.L.D. will be returning to the Marvel Cinematic Universe eventually. He says, you know, Marvel, they have to find a way to do it, but he believes they will. Now... I miss
like the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Yeah, I miss seeing Sam Jackson in the Marvel films.
Yeah. I thought he was in the recent one.
No, he wasn't in Civil War.
Okay.
So, like, I believe the last time he made an appearance was either...
Age of Ultron?
I don't think he was in Age of Ultron.
Damn. Either.
I believe the last time he was on was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that show.
Okay.
So, and I shrugged on an audio podcast just now. So, that was helpful, wasn't it, Pete? Sure was, Pete. And Mike is giving the microphone the middle finger repeatedly.
No one can see it, Pete.
No one can see it. No one.
Hey, Abraham Lincoln, take a seat over there in the corner. Wait till we're done.
Abraham Lincoln, friend of Bob Genghis Khan.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Mike?
I don't know either.
Knock, knock.
Come in.
I don't know.
Not Abraham Lincoln, because he got shot in the head.
Too soon. Too fucking soon.
Too tsunami.
Too soon, Mike. But yeah, like, Do I want to see Sam Jackson back? Hell yes. Am I in a rush to see Sam Jackson back? Not in a rush. Make these movies really good.
Are you in a rush hour?
No, Mike. That's okay. Chris Tucker.
What are you talking about?
So now, I like the idea, though, that he may come back. I think it'll work, you know?
I agree.
So now also, by the way, speaking of the Marvel television shows, Hayley Atwell wants to do a Agent Carter film. Now, an Agent Carter film? Mike, did you see Agent Carter when it was airing on TV back in the day? Isn't it weird to say, by the way, back in the day for a show that came out last year?
Probably not.
I liked Agent Carter, but it wasn't...
Better do a series.
It wasn't a top priority viewing for me.
No, me either.
So
not because she's a girl, it's just... wasn't fun.
It was cool as a period piece.
Ralph Garman was in it.
Yeah, Radio's Frank Garman was on there, and, you know, hey. But speaking of Marvel, by the way, and the films, we might eventually see down the line an Ultimate Marvel movie.
Like alternate.
Yeah, like it's going to be Dickhead Captain America, Miles Morales Spider-Man, who is actually the successor to Peter Parker in there.
Imagine if they just won like that, like a alternate.
I think it would be cool, like, and the funniest thing is, if you read the Ultimates comics, the Ultimate line, a lot of the characters are actually, like, the Ultimates, the Ultimate series, all the characters are, believe it or not, based on actual celebrities. So Johnny Depp is, what's his name? Tony Stank. Then you have...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Brad Pitt is Thor. Then you have...
Who played Cap?
I forgot.
I thought it was Pitt who played...
No, Brad Pitt was Thor because of the long hair and the beard and okay. Everything. Sorry about that with the microphone. But yeah, like, I definitely want to see that. Like, I think that'd be really cool to see, like, no, I'm Thor. No, you're Thor. No.
I want to see Hawkeye wear the mask. The purple one. Once. Have him, like, see it on a shelf or something. And Black Widow's like, hey.
I like street-level Hawkeye.
Why don't you wear that? They're like, I'm not wearing that damn thing ever again.
I like street-level Hawkeye, where he's, you know, wearing the black T-shirt with the purple quiver on it. Mm-hmm. I like stuff like that.
Makes ladies quiver.
Quiver. But yeah, I mean, like, Hawkeye's cool. Who else?
Hawkeye.
But...
whatever Bruce Banner they feel like casting.
Yeah, I mean...
Actually, Ruffalo is one of my favorite ones ever.
In all honesty, I know, you know, we say, you know, we're not saying that because he follows us. He really was...
Mark Ruffalo follows us.
Yeah, he follows our show on the Twitter.
I can't believe... We need to rebrand that, followed by Mark Ruffalo.
I've seen accounts where they like say followed by so and so. It is the most unprofessional. It's tacky. It's so cheesy and unprofessional.
Retweeted by so and so.
Yippee skippy. You know,
Mark Ruffalo even acknowledged us.
Yeah, we exist in his world.
Well, not anymore.
And his county.
Not any. Yeah, we do, but now he's just like, "What the fuck are those guys?"
Nah. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, like he was a phenomenal Hulk, and he still
No, he made a great... People complain about him being Bruce Banner and say, oh, he's too quiet. I say, well, he is quiet because he's recluse.
You want to have him be a recluse, and you want to have him
all
be...
timid and weird.
Yeah, you want to have that be the stark contrast of what he, you know, his other persona is.
Yeah, he's timid, he's weird, because he doesn't want to be around people.
Dude, it's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Exactly.
Both gamma radiation, you know? Yeah. I love that. I think that's such a really, really rad idea, and... It works. I keep saying
talking about Hulk like it's just a new thing that happened a month ago. This Hulk character is great.
I love this Hulk guy. You know, he's incredible.
Excelsior.
He's incredible. Oh, wait a minute. They use that as a tagline for him? Oh, shit. I should be in Madison Avenue. But yeah, like, I've always been a big fan of the Hulk. I think that's a character that works so fucking well. So
absolutely
damn well. And, you know, going, you know, a little bit away from the Marvel Universe, but still kind of staying towards it with Disney. Disney right now is rumored to be buying Twitter.
Oh, boy. I have Mickey Mouse emoticons.
Well, we've seen stuff like that. We've seen, like, you know, Team Cap, and it's a little, you know, Captain
America.
Star
Wars and everything.
I, whatever works. I mean, like...
They're literally buying everything.
Like, I don't know how many... companies, you know, major conglomerates own a social media company. And if this happens, like, I know Fox owned MySpace back in the day, and look how well that turned out. You know, News Corp owned
them.
The funniest thing is, with MySpace, do you know the heaviest day of traffic for them?
Christmas?
Thursdays. To pull an image for Throwback Thursday. Seriously.
Oh, that makes sense.
So people do that.
That's probably the only times I ever went on MySpace.
I haven't been on MySpace, like, visited my MySpace for the shits and giggles since, I want to say, 2013 or 14.
I think mine's been a year, maybe.
And, like, I remember, like, there was a big MySpace hacking where, like, all the passwords got compromised and they reset every single person's password.
Mine, I don't even remember mine. I had to reset it, probably.
I want to know the person who still uses MySpace.
Jon Favreau.
Like, it was
such... Like, who uses it religiously every day?
I miss MySpace to a degree with the custom ability. Like, I think we've talked about it on the show before. Like,
You could always tell kind of mood someone was in with their profile song if they just got broke up.
Well, I miss, like, the whole aspect of, you know, doing the HTML coding. Cause, like, that's how a lot of people I know who are, you know, web designers got into doing it through that, which is funny.
If someone was playing Kiss from a Rose, it was Hinder.
Yeah. That was
Lips of an Angel. You know, they just broke up.
What a shitty song. But yeah, I mean, like, I miss the customization. I miss, you know, the ability to, you know, make your own page. And then I remember when I visited, they got rid of that.
Oh, yeah, they don't have any more. Because probably, like, music issues. You could download songs, well, too, not, I remember, like, not, MP3s.
Not music issues, but more, like, the fact of, like, just it would make the site run slow.
I think a decent chunk of my iTunes library back in the day was from MySpace downloads.
I think most of your iTunes library was Hinder's Lips of an Angel.
Shut the fuck up, Pete. with that being said, Jon Favreau.
What is it? Oh, so he has the Lips of an Angel, Mike?
Sweet lips.
Sweetest.
Well, he's making a Lion King remake.
And honestly...
Disney's big on these because they're doing the Beauty and the Beast, which I'll admit I am somewhat interested in seeing.
Yeah.
Because that's one of my... I like that Disney movie. It's cool. I like the whole concept of the fucking talking clocks and the luminaire.
The fucking talking clock. I don't know why. Just preface it...
They're all... That reminds me of you and I. It's fucking Luminaire and Cogsworth.
Prefacing it with talking fucking clocks is the funniest thing I've ever heard from you. I don't know why.
Is that going to be the name of this episode?
There's a big possibility of that today.
Fucking talking clocks.
Fucking talking clocks. But, yeah, I mean...
He did Jungle Book, right?
Yeah, he did the Jungle Book remake.
So I think we're going to see an uprise in these movies again, like Beauty and the Beast, Jungle Book.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. People complain and say Disney's run out of ideas. I understand that, but when you're putting them in capable hands of people like Jon Favreau and...
Well, what's funny is they're taking these ideas and making them look like new ideas.
Well, also, you know what I find really funny is people complaining, oh, live action Lion King, this is fucking stupid. A remake?
Just wait till you fucking see it. I guarantee it's going to be cool.
Lion King on Broadway is all I need to say. If they make it like Lion King on Broadway, dude, that'd be fucking cool. You know what I mean?
I can't wait to see the voice cast. I kind of hope Jeremy Irons comes back for Scar. He's a good voice.
I think it would be hilarious.
And, you know, James Earl Jones as Mufasa.
I think it would be hilarious if they brought in the voice of Simba when he was a little kid. but have him
Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, just like you hear Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Plays adult Simba because Matthew Broderick played adult Simba.
Well, I was going to go with the idea of having, you know,
I don't know this by heart. I just looked it up literally before we did this segment.
Well, I just like the idea of like, no, Mike, you
fucking love Lion King.
But yeah, like, I mean, look at what's it called? Like, I think it'd be hilarious if Jonathan Taylor Thomas, JTT, would play
trying to do a little kid voice.
Geez, Daddy.
Either that or you just
like, can't wait to be king.
You see little Simba with an adult voice like, hello, Dad.
Jesus Christ, we're doing this again. All right. Oh, Dad. Everyone blame me. Now I go away and 20 minutes later I sing a song and forget about him.
Circle of life.
And before his death I sang a song, I can't wait to be king. Yeah. Fucking jinx my dad.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Pretty much. But that's such a fucked up realization of that story when you realize that, you know? Oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, I like the idea of the remake. I mean, I saw Jungle Book, the remake from this year.
It was cool.
Dude, I went on a whim with the lowest of low expectations.
I really liked Christopher Walken as King Louie.
Well, the funniest part was, you know what he has in the beginning, a cowbell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gee, I wonder why.
Oh, cowbell.
I got a feel.
Bill Murray did great as Baloo.
Oh, he did
phenomenal.
People complained
about, like, what's not the Baloo voice? I said,
big fucking deal.
It's not Baloo's voice. I was like, well, I believe that guy's passed away.
Not just that. Like, you.
Yeah, but you could do an impersonation. You could have a voiceover.
No, Bill Murray did cool.
Yeah, he did a phenomenal.
He was cool with that.
He did a phenomenal job, but it was just so fucking laid back and relaxed. I loved it.
Climb up there and get that honey.
Yeah, it was like, it was perfect.
People complain a little bit how the CGI didn't match up well with the live actor, but we won't had to worry about that with Lion King.
I don't think so.
I mean, fucking popsicle sticks.
Well, with this, I think we won't have to worry about things like that because it, you know, by then, you know, technology progresses, especially in the film industry. It'll be even better by then. So, fingers crossed, we get something good like that. Now, by the way, I believe that's coming out, I think, in 2007. I would say 2018, probably, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of 2018, by the way, Adventure Time, the Pendleton Ward show on Cartoon Network, is actually going to be ending in 2018, surprisingly. Like, they've planned everything out. It's going to end in 2018. And honestly, right now is the new golden age of Cartoon Network. Like, it's, you know, the revival.
Oh, are you talking about Adventure Time ending?
Yeah, well, this is a new time frame of amazing stuff from that network.
That's I haven't watched Cartoon Network in years, probably. I know Adventure Time. I watch it a little bit here and there. I mostly watch it for, like, Rick and Morty.
Yeah, well, I differ Adult Swim from Cartoon Network. Yes, okay. It's on Cartoon Network, but it's, like, completely different stuff.
Speaking of which, I would like to see Space Ghost come back, maybe for like a season, just to try it out again.
Well, recently, due to the passing of the actor who played Zorak and Moltar, they actually put every episode of Space Ghost Coast to Coast up for free online. You don't need a cable subscription and all that stuff.
That was such a funny show.
It was innovative. It was one of
Didn't Brack and Zorak get a TV show spinoff, though?
Brack Show. Brack Show was fucking genius, and I loved the final episode. Do you remember the final episode?
I don't know. I'm going to rewatch it.
They ended up as all penguins.
Oh, okay,
and the line was, oh no, we're all penguins. And our show is canceled. No one knew the show was canceled at that point. So, like, that was the announcement. Brack Show got canceled. It's like, oh no.
I think that's how we should, when we finally quit podcasting, that's how we're going to be like, oh yeah, last episode ever. Click.
That would have been, like, just that. It was such a great way of ending it, too. And, like, you know, the characters on that show were phenomenal. You know, early Adult Swim, like, this year is the 15th anniversary of Adult Swim, by the
sure
way.
Sure is. I remember when it used to come on, I'd be just like, oh, shit.
Dun, 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 dun.
Kids out
dun.
Of the pool.
That was the fucking best. You had a random Tito Fuente remix over, you know, old people in a pool. What the fuck? But it worked. You had, you know, stuff like Home Movies, which is still, like, one of my
that
all-time
favorites.
That
was a cool favorites. Show.
What else? Like,
that Gundam. They used to do
their anime, you know,
Japanese
yeah.
animation stuff.
I love Toonami's Midnight Run, yeah. Like back in the day.
That what was his name? Dave?
Tom.
Tom.
Yeah, Tom. But yeah, like, there was just some really cool stuff back then.
Then they did The Rising Sun the next morning.
I remember that.
It started like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, now Toonami is specifically an Adult Swim property, which kind of bums me out, but it makes sense because that generation, our generation, is the Adult Swim generation now, so we want to watch stuff like that. But it, you know, it kind of, like, with Adult Swim, you know, turning 15 this year, what, like, might as well talk about, what are some of your favorite shows from Adult Swim?
I think I already mentioned them, Space Ghost and...
Rick and Morty. I turned you onto that show.
Family Guy, that. I guess. I don't know if you consider it that, because it's on there once in a while.
I like old school Family
Robot
Guy.
Robot Chicken.
Yeah, Robot Chicken
has
its
seasons. Robot Chicken has its couple episodes where it's friggin' hilarious, and it's just kind of like... Man, I'm more of a fan of their parody episodes than their like original content.
By the way, next week we are going to be in New York City for the New York Funny Book Fest. I'm going to be there all 4 days. Mike's going to be there.
We might be cosplay playing.
No, you will, not me.
Oh, but, Pete's not.
But yeah, so...
But I'm going to make a special cosplay present for Pete. We're going to reveal it on the page.
So, yeah, check...
We got a cool Halloween photo coming out to you guys, just needless to say.
Keep your eyes peeled for that.
Maybe a little clip if I can swing it.
But now, Mike, real quick, going back to the Adult Swim thing.
No pun intended.
New York Comic Con, they're actually going to be having a Robot Chicken panel, I believe. They're going to continue the tradition. So if you're interested, I think it's going to be Friday. They always do it every Friday. Want to go?
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
We'll be there at the Robot Chicken panel.
I know I'll be wandering around Artist Alley and the main area. So if you see me...
We'll be wearing Audibly Exquisite shirts.
Possibly. I'm either going to be representing... I think I'm representing both Audibly Exquisite and Rudo Can't Fail.
Split it up the middle and just stitch them together.
So we'll see what happens.
Composite
but
Melnick.
If you see me there, say hi to myself and say hi to Mike. And also our producer, Matt, who none of you know what he looks like. But you know.
Are we wrapping up the show?
No, not yet, but...
Okay, this is like a wrap-up kind of thing.
No.
We got one more thing to talk about.
Yeah, I believe we've got the fact that Amazon.com just announced they're going to be ordering more episodes of...
The Tick.
Now, Mike, I didn't see the episode. You saw it, I didn't. What did you think of it?
I saw the first one, and it was all right.
Wasn't groundbreaking?
No, not really. I think the reason the old Tick did so good well is because... We didn't really have a lot of superhero stuff out back then, and everyone was just blown away, and Tick was still somewhat relevant back then, too, with the cartoon.
Yeah, you had something that was lampooning what was going on, you know...
And you had superheroes.
At one point.
On Fox. I think it was a Fox show, right?
Yeah.
Give it a try.
I'll give it a try to watch. I mean, the original Tick series, I thought it was okay. Wasn't the greatest thing.
No.
I like the animated one.
I like Bat-Manuel, who ironically, after turned to play the mayor in Gotham.
Yeah, and then like I remember at one point he was also called the Flightermouse.
Ron Perlman was in it also.
Yeah, Ron Perlman.
Played a villain.
A lot of characters.
It's funny watching it. And you see a lot of people from like who are somewhat big actors now in it.
It's cool. It's really cool to see stuff like that. Because, you know, you see where they became what they are, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know. I mean, I like seeing some of these comics turn into TV shows. If it was me, DC, you know, Warner Brothers, make a Freakazoid live action show.
There you go.
Nowadays, you can pull something like that off. And like, they actually just, Funko just revealed a line of Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain Pops.
I've seen that.
I want to see a Freakazoid pop.
I want an Earthworm Jim pop.
For he's a super guy?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is with Earthworm Jim, there's no new Earthworm Jim game, so it's not even a possibility. I miss Earthworm Jim.
They could still do it, though. I can guarantee you people will buy an Earthworm Jim pop.
The thing is nowadays, like, how many people remember the character, though, because of how fucking, like...
People our age.
People
older.
Yeah, but do I want to see an Earthworm Jim pop?
We're
hell yeah.
Pull at New York Comic Con. Yeah. What do you want to see? Pretend we're from pop vinyl.
Oh, God.
Would you like to see Earthworm Jim pop?
Well, what's his name? Spencer from the show Harmontown, the podcast Harmontown. He goes on like saying, I'm going to walk up to people and say, I'm the guy who invented pop vinyls. No one's going to question me. It's a good conversation
start.
We're
a tuxedo.
I invented pop vinyls. And I'm a dungeon master. So, by the way, before we go to www.audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite. Get a free audiobook of your choosing. Yes, your choosing, you special person, you. And you will choose from thousands of audiobooks to listen to. And with using the web URL, there we go, www.audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite. You'll get a free audiobook. Yes, free, like I said. And you can cancel at any time.
Anytime.
Now, Mike, what have you been listening
just
to?
Just about to finish Dexter in the Dark.
Myself?
Got about an hour and a half left of it.
Myself, I've been going because it's, you know... That spooky time of the year. I've been going through Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Okay.
So, once again, go to www.audibletrial.com
audibletrial.com/audiblyexquisite.
And get a free audiobook to choose from thousands. I flubbed my words up badly. From thousands of audiobooks to choose from for free.
Free.
F-R-E-E. For free.
E-E-E.
So, now before we go, on this episode we are joined with WWE Hall of Famer, Road Warrior Animal.
Oh, what a rush.
And that interview starts right
now.
All right, everybody, we're here with Animal. How you doing today, Animal?
Good, bro. Glad to be here at the con today. It looks like everybody's having a good time.
Awesome. So, quick question. What inspired the makeup originally?
You know, originally the first Road Warrior movie, we got the makeup idea from. Then we just start putting on expressions in the way we felt that day, and it just ended up, I ended up with the spider on my head. I don't know why.
Cool. Now, another one. Can you kind of just, like, do it? If your eyes were closed, could you just do the makeup blindly? What do you got kind of?
Yeah, but it would look like half the time when Hawk put his on when he was messed up. When he was inebriated. I got to tell the people out there listening to this, it's kind of funny. I'm sitting there and talking to this guy holding a miniature Don King microphone here in my face, but it's kind of hilarious.
One of the biggest dream matches of all time fans have wanted to see has been the Legion of Doom versus the Dudleys. Now, if this match had happened, let's say 2 out of 3 falls, three stages of hell, different kind of matches for each, what would you want the matches to be? Obviously, the third would have to be a tables match.
Well, I mean, coming to our world and going to a War Games, then going to a scaffold match, and then they could have the TLC or a tables match, whatever they wanted.
Scaffold, Jim Cornette's favorite match.
Yeah, there you go, man, the scaffold match. You know, Hawk and I, probably more than any other team, have wrestled some strange matches in our day, from barbed wire matches to everything, you know, so we've pretty much seen it all.
Now, right now, the longest reigning tag team champs in current WWE history are The New Day. Any advice you want to give to them to keep holding those titles?
Well, New Day's got to remember, don't be too comical. I know they're getting a little hilarious with the Budios and all that. I mean, I love New Day. They're great guys. I helped train Big E down at the camp down in Tampa when I was down there. But they're a good tag team. You know, I get asked this question a lot because, you know, Dudley's like to boast that they're umpteen time WWE champions and all that. When you get to win 20 different championships like Hawk and I did, then come talk to me.
Absolutely.
That pretty much answers the tag team discussion there, I think. You know, because Hawk and I were lucky. You're from WCW to NWA to WWE, WWF to All Japan, New Japan, World Japan, NOAH, Battle Arts, Australian tag teams, Mexican tag teams, Portland, San Antonio, Montreal for Canadian championships. I mean, we were lucky. We got to wrestle main events for 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
And not many guys can say they've done that, you know. So we learn by the best, you know.
Now, right now in WWE at the moment, there's a tag team by the name of The Ascension. And I can't put my finger on it, but they kind of remind me of another tag team with the face paint. What are your thoughts on The Ascension?
You know, I hear some things about The Ascension. First of all, I feel sorry for the guys because I heard they were better in NXT.
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw a match just a couple of days ago, and they were horrendous on SmackDown. They just don't look good. They're out of shape. They're heavy. And you really can't compare them to Hawk and I, because Hawk and I were never in that kind of shape, for one. We were always in good shape. You know, and I think it's funny that people want to compare them to us. But then again, anybody who wears face paint gets compared to the Road Warriors. Demolition was more like us than these guys ever will be. And they don't even get compared as much as these guys do. But, you know, it's present-day TV and social media, so they do. I feel sorry for those guys, because whoever tells them to mention our name in an interview, it kills them.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to help them get over or get more popular by ripping on the Road Warriors, I'll tell you that. So, I mean, the writers need to look back and say, what am I telling these poor young guys to say, you know?
Now, before we go, Mike, do you have any other questions?
All right, since we're at, a horror convention of sorts, what is your favorite monster from any of the monster movies, if you have one?
Well, when I was a kid, I was a big Frankenstein guy when I was a kid, right? But I did like, you know, Jason from Friday the 13th and Freddy Krueger.
Smart man.
Yeah, I like those guys. You know, I like the badasses that you can never kill. Kind of remind me of Hawk and myself. You can beat us up, shove us in a corner, put slop on us like the goblins did, but we're always going to come back.
All right.
You can never die.
Now, before we go, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Well, you go to social media. If you go to Facebook, you can go to my Joseph Laurinaitis, my real name page, and get me there for any kind of bookings or anything like that. I do a lot of speaking engagements. I speak to a lot of corporations, as a matter of fact, on just how to be successful. Or you can go rwanimal.com, rwanimal, at rwanimal, my Twitter handle, so, you know.
Very cool. Thank you so much. And you said Laurinaitis, so you're related to former interim general manager of Monday Night Raw, and I'm insanely jealous of how he can do that.
John? Yeah, my brother John. Yeah, man. He, you know, a lot of people don't know that wrestling's been in my family, not only my brother John, but my brother Mark was part of the Wrecking Crew that were WCW champions years ago, Raging Fury. That's my youngest brother, Mark. And, you know, of course, Laurinaitis' name stays out there now, my son James playing professional football. So, yeah, it's out there now more than Road Warriors were today, you know, so.
Very cool. Sir, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
So now, once again, major, major thank you to Road Warrior Animal for being on today's program.
Tweet him and tell him thank you for being on an Audibly Exquisite.
Yes. So send him a tweet, yada, yada, yada. Even, I think he's on Facebook, too.
On Facebook, yeah.
Yeah. So like he said, you know, in the interview. So once again, go to facebook.com/audibly exquisite. Give us a like ski on there. Give us a follow on the Twitter.
Comment on our stuff, too. Feel free.
Comment, share, whatever, you know. Also, like I said, go to Twitter at the AE Podcast, myself at Peter Melnick.
And at Mike_Norin.
Also give Matt a follow at MeanStreakMatt. One whole word. And also you can find us on the worldwide interwebs at www.audiblyexquisite.com. You can also find us on Instagram at
audiblyexquisite.
And you can also find us on Patreon at patreon.com/audiblyexquisite. Send a little shekels our way and help support the show. And also, if you go on TeePublic, I believe. Yeah, TeePublic. TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com. You will find a wide variety of Audibly Exquisite t-shirts that you can wear on your beautiful bodies out there. And once again, you pay for it, you support the show. So, for Peter Melnick, I'm Peter Melnick.
And for Mike Norin, I'm Noreen Ekum.
Have an audibly
exquisite week. Thank you and goodbye.